This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Your Holistic Health on WRRS, Radio Reading Services at the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, Holistic Clinical Pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions, and your host for today's program. We're so glad that you could join us. Your Holistic Health brings you the latest in practical health information and health tips that help you stay safe, give you support, and bring you a message of hope. Today's guest is Ralph Dehner, authorized Tai Chi instructor, who will be talking with us about the health benefits of Qigong and Tai Chi. But first, some news about Kroger's healthcare arm, Kroger Health, which has partnered with Performance Kitchen to expand access to medically tailored meals for people living with chronic diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and others to improve health and wellness, according to a September 2023 press release. Kroger Health said this partnership marks the first time it is offering evidence-based, registered dietitian-approved meals that will offer nutritional intervention and preventative care through food. This is very exciting. Kroger funded a clinical research study in 2022 by the University of Cincinnati that assessed the impact of dietary intervention on the health of primary care patients shopping at the grocer. That same year, Kroger participated in the historic White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, during which the company pledged new research and funding focused on nutrition. So our health tip for today is, if you'd like more information on this wonderful program, check with your favorite Kroger grocer. Happy Valentine's Day! I love this holiday, and I send Valentines to our grandchildren and special friends every year in honor of it. And this year, I asked Artificial Intelligence, by way of ChatGPT, to create a special poem for our radio listeners, to help you celebrate with us. So here goes. In the realm of well-being, where our paths entwine, a journey to health, yours and mine. For your holistic health, tune in and explore love and wellness and so much more. Many hearts will beat with vitality's grace. In body, mind, and spirit, a most serene space. May love and health be your guides each day. Happy Valentine's to our listeners. Hip, hip, hooray. And now it's time to introduce our special guest. Ralph Dehner is a certified Tai Chi for Health Master Trainer and an authorized Tai Chi instructor at Have Chi Will Travel School of Tai Chi and Qigong in Fairfield. He received his BS in Holistic Studies and Wellness Management from Union Institute and University. Welcome, Ralph, to Your Holistic Health.
Thanks, Kathy. Glad to be here.
So tell us, how and why did you get interested in this incredible art form, Tai Chi?
Well, I was studying judo in the early 70s, and this TV show came on called Kung Fu with David Carradine, and I was just curious about it, so I asked my judo teacher about it, and he says, "Well, he's a dancer, but he's had some training. What he does is more like Tai Chi than it is Kung Fu." And I said, "Well, what's that?" So he showed me a few moves, and I kind of played with them from time to time. And then in 1990, a Chinese teacher moved into our area, and I started to study regularly with him and got serious about my practice and started an everyday practice in 99.
Well, it sounds like you're all in. You're just all in.
Yeah, I got into it mostly for my own self-care. And then later, about, I think, 1997 or so, he told me my chi looked good and I needed to start to teach.
I think there's no finer compliment, to be honest.
Well, yeah, it was what I was expecting.
So Tai Chi started in China as a martial art, but it's a very different practice than Tai Chi for health. Tell us about that.
Well, Tai Chi is still taught as martial art in China and here in the States and other places as well, but the majority of people who do it do for its health benefits. So Tai Chi practice for health, it's a nice, continuous flowing, gentle form of exercise that really emphasizes balance and being balanced, not just physical, but mental and spiritual as well. And, you know, the harmony of the energy flow in the body that can help with so many things.
So Tai Chi has evolved over centuries, and its premise is in Taoism, as I understand it, which many would say is a religion, and then yet others would say includes many very important principles that impact Tai Chi practice. Would you agree, and can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. Taoism is actually more of a philosophy than religion. It's about being in harmony with oneself and nature. Yin and Yang theory comes from, you know, the yin and yang symbol that we're kind of familiar with here in the West, actually originated in Taoism. It's about complementary opposites working together, like sunlight and shade. And one is receptive and the other is expressive, full and empty, yielding and redirecting. So in Tai Chi, it's about that harmony and the balance of all things.
Do you feel like we're out of balance in the United States, Ralph? I guess that's a rhetorical question.
I definitely think so. More people could use this kind of training and practice.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of, or maybe just one, of the more common styles in Tai Chi, and why would one choose that style, maybe as a beginner?
Okay, as a beginner, you know, I think, you know, there are five major styles of Tai Chi, and Chen style has a tendency to have slow, soft movements with fast, explosive movements, deep stances, jump kicks, and foot stomping. So for people that have some limitations and things like that, maybe not the best choice. But the most popular is called Yang, and we kind of pronounce that Yang here in the West. We kind of twang that, but in China, they really don't have that sound. It's more of an Ong sound. So Yang is more slow, even paced. And the newest kid on the block, Tai Chi-wise, Sun style, was developed in 1912 by a man named Sun Lutong, who was also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine. And he actively promoted his art more as a healthcare practice and secondarily as a martial art, which was kind of different at the time. All other masters kind of promoted their art as martial art, and by the way, it's good for your health. So he kind of flipped that around. So I'd say it's more important to find a good teacher, you know, than it is the style. I think if you find the right teacher, then it doesn't matter what style you're doing.
Well, I would agree. For many, Tai Chi, just the notion of Tai Chi is intimidating. And they think, oh my goodness, I have to learn 124 moves. And that's just impossible to even go there, you know, mentally or physically or both. Sure. And yet really, in many ways, Tai Chi health is more related to moving meditation or just meditation in general, is it not?
Yes, it's often called a moving meditation. There is a learning curve because the way we move in Tai Chi isn't the way we move in normal daily activity. So and it's different than other kinds of Western type exercise. So there is a learning curve there, but once you learn the principles and the movements, then it's very meditative to do. And we call it play. We play Tai Chi. We don't work out. We play. There are different styles of Tai Chi in different sets. So there are 108 movement forms, like I said, 120 some movement forms, but there's also 8 movement forms and 16 movement forms and 24 movement forms. So there are shorter routines as well as the long routines. So it can, you know, take less time to learn the shorter routines, but, you know, there's always a deeper level of your practice that keeps you engaged and interested.
So for our listeners, there's also another form, if you will, called Tai Chi Easy, which was developed by Roger Janicki, also a doctor of Oriental medicine, who has made, I guess, a mission in simplifying 5 moves by repetition that turn into 6 or 7 moves over a period of 6 weeks. So there are ways for us to just begin to think about putting together a few moves, not standing out in a field with thousands of people doing 120 over and over. But does one have to stand to do Tai Chi, or are there other ways to perform those moves?
There's other ways. And Dr. Janicki was originally from the Cincinnati area. He's living in Santa Barbara now. But he developed his Tai Chi Easy. And the institute that I belong to, the Tai Chi for Health Institute, where I'm a master trainer, we have therapeutic styles as well, shorter routines to where you can get the therapeutic benefit quicker. I've had classes where I've taught them all seated. I teach in senior centers, cancer centers, as well as open classes. I had one class where the average age was 96. So the youngest was 88 and the oldest was 102, and we did the whole class seated. So it can be modified to meet the needs of just about anybody.
I absolutely love hearing that all ages are welcome, and the fact that people can sit or stand, and that an instructor can help design a plan that works comfortably for most anyone who is willing to try. So let's talk a little bit about breath work. I would love to hear how you implement breath work that is deep, slow breathing with your students in your classes.
Well, we call that Dantian breathing, and it is that deep, slow diaphragmatic breathing. And Tai Chi, we breathe in and out the nose. And other exercises, you breathe in the nose, out the mouth, or all mouth breathing. And that a lot depends on how quickly your movements are. And in Tai Chi and Qigong, because we move so slow and soft, we can do all nose breathing, which stimulates the vagus nerve and has a balancing effect on the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So that slow, gentle breathing has a very calming effect, as well as, you know, helping us relax. But the first year, we called it yin and yang breathing. So every move has an inhale and an exhale on a certain part of the move. The first year, we really don't teach yin and yang breathing because people are worried about, okay, where are my hands and where are my feet going? So, and then they got to think about where the breath is going. That can be causing them to be tense. So what I find by the time that year is up and we start to focus on the yin and yang breathing, most people are doing it correctly anyway. So the main thing is that slow, deep breathing that you talked about is relaxing the breath and relaxing the body.
Absolutely. And I'm also thinking about Qigong because we're supposed to talk about that as well today together.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be something... Would you recommend Qigong before Tai Chi for beginners, or what do you think about that?
Well, most Tai Chi teachers do integrate Qigong into their classes. Some use them as warm-ups. In my classes, I do Qigong as a warm-up. Others do seated Qigong meditation for 20 minutes before they start moving in a class. Does it need to be in there? Not necessarily. Some people love just a Qigong practice all by itself. It doesn't have to marry itself with Tai Chi and vice versa. I think they complement each other because most people do it for health improvement, and Qigong is a healthcare practice. It's not a martial art like Tai Chi was originally.
Is Qigong a little easier to learn in terms of the complexity of the movements or the speed of the movements?
Well, it depends on the type of Qigong. There are over 7,000 registered forms of Qigong taught in China. Some of them are
seated
meditate. Yeah, over 7,000. So some of them are seated meditation. Some of them are very active movement patterns. Some are for specific for a certain thing like hypertension or diabetes or something like that. And some are just overall good health tonics. They're all a little bit different. Some are physically exciting and some are very soft and gentle. So it really depends on the style of Qigong that you're studying. The bedrock of my practice is one called Soaring Crane Qigong that I've been doing every day since 1990. And I got authorized to teach that by Master Wang Jiwu, who is my teacher. And it's something I do every day. It's very gentle and it's very complete, kind of like a Qi Greatest Hits album. It kind of gets the whole system of energy channels and balances those out.
Well, that's good. It's well to have instructors balanced and at peace if they're going to teach others to do the same. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I'm also excited to share with our listeners that Tai Chi is taking hold finally in Cincinnati, more so than ever. And there are lots of opportunities and classes and instructors from which to choose. But as Ralph has pointed out, you want to choose those instructors very carefully. There's also some research that I just want to highlight very quickly because this is evidence-based practice and that's important to us. This is from clinicaltrials.gov. There are a couple that might be of interest to you. One is entitled Tai Chi and Wellness Education for Older Veterans. And this is veterans who may be suffering from PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome or disorder. Another is called The Influence of Tai Chi Practice on Blood Pressure and Brain Health. And this is for people that have cognitive deficiencies and high blood pressure. So to point out again that this is an evidence-based practice and has a lot of health benefits, hence Tai Chi for Health.
That's correct. And there have been over 500 peer-reviewed studies published on Tai Chi in the last 30 years.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's the most researched form of physical activity. And like you said, hypertension, arthritis, diabetes, even improved cognition, cardiovascular health. It's kind of endless, the things this is good for. And, it's also evidence-based practice for fall prevention. So people who have balance problems, they feel like it's the best thing you can do, equal only by physical therapy exercises for balance. That's the top of the list.
Thank you so much for mentioning that. I think that's an important sort of selling point for Tai Chi over other, relaxation practices. And I want to also include a book, which I'm looking at right now in my hot little hands, for mm-hmm. reference. It's entitled The Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi, 12 mm-hmm. Weeks to a Healthy Body, Strong Heart, and Sharp Mind. It's by Peter Wayne and Mark First, F-U-E-R-S-T, and it's published by Shambhala Publications. I don't know. That's not a label that I'm familiar with, but it's on Amazon.com for those who might be interested. Any others, Ralph, that you'd recommend at this time?
Well, this is going to sound kind of funny, but The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tai Chi and Qigong by Bill Douglas is an excellent book and gives you the ins and outs and do's and don'ts and step-by-step on how to do some simple forms. That being said, it is very difficult to learn Tai Chi from a book or from a video. The best thing is in a class where a teacher can give you feedback and help you improve. But there are some excellent books, the Tai Chi classics and the course philosophy-wise, the Tao Te Ching is a good one to look at. But Tai Chi Through the Western Gate is another one that's an excellent book. But yeah, there are some good ones out there.
Okay. So there's several potential Valentine's gifts for your favorite Valentine. Maybe not the Idiot's Guide to Tai Chi for a starter if you're trying to develop a relationship, but just saying.
So, you might be right on that.
Ralph, we're just about out of time. Let us know where listeners can go for more information on your classes or your newsletter, please.
Okay, I do have a Gmail newsletter, and you can subscribe to that on my website. My website is Have Chi Will Travel, HAVEQIWillTravel.com. So also another place you can go is the Tai Chi for Health Institute website that lists instructors around the world.
All right, very good. Ralph, thank you so much for joining us today on Your Holistic Health. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We're going to close with a reading today by Winston Churchill. And I quote, "Courage is what it takes to stand up and speak. Courage is also what it takes to sit down and listen." It's time to wrap up our show. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist. Please visit rxintegrativesolutions.com for more information on my personalized wellness consultations. Thanks for tuning in. Blessings for whole person health, healing, and peace. Be kind. See you next time.